promoting renewable fuels and Nebraska's farmers. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. On Wednesday, U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts of Nebraska highlighted his efforts to promote renewable fuels and Nebraska's farmers.
Nebraska's farmers fuel the world through the production of renewable fuels like ethanol and biodiesel. Renewable fuels save consumers money at the pump and support Nebraska agriculture. They clean up our environment and support American energy security.
Senator Ricketts recently led a resolution declaring May 2025 as Renewable Fuels Month in America.
That's why I introduced a bipartisan resolution designating May 2025 as Renewable Fuels Month in America. As Governor, you may recall, I did that a lot for the state of Nebraska. We're doing it for America now. My resolution celebrates Nebraska's farmers, rural communities, and homegrown energy. Biofuels save consumers money at the pump. Nebraska drivers saved at least $325 million last year by using ethanol blends like E10 and E15. During the summer months, drivers can save more than 30 cents a gallon. Owners of flex fuel vehicles, which can run on blends of up to E85, can save even more. The last time I filled up at Hy-Vee, I saved 55 cents a gallon when I filled up with E10 compared to the regular 89 octane. That's saving money at the pump. That's real relief.
And when it comes to Nebraska agriculture, biofuels is a big part of that. Ricketts gives us a rundown of exactly the impact that industry has on the state.
Biofuels support Nebraska agriculture. Our state is America's second largest ethanol producer. Our 25 ethanol plants have a capacity to make nearly 2.2 billion gallons each year. These plants support more than 1,300 good-paying jobs. They bring an annual economic impact of more than $6 billion. Biofuels help local farmers get better prices for their corn and soybeans. A typical dry mill ethanol plant adds nearly 50% more value to every bushel of corn processed last year. That's value-added agriculture.
Not only does the biofuel industry support American agriculture, but it helps drive the economy forward and clean up the environment.
Ethanol reduces greenhouse gas emissions by 44 to 52% compared to regular gasoline. E15 also reduces other pollutants like carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxides, and particulates. That means cleaner air for our communities. Biofuels also support American energy security. The Renewable Fuels Association estimates that U.S.-produced ethanol displaced the need for 630 million barrels of imported oil in 2024. Using homegrown fuels means we rely less on authoritarian countries like Venezuela. Authoritarian countries don't share our values. We should never depend on them for energy when we have proven solutions right here in Nebraska.
Ricketts says that his resolution designating May 2025 as Renewable Fuels Month for America is
one of my many ways I'm supporting renewable fuels. I led the fight against Biden's EV mandate. I introduced the Flex Fuel Fairness Act to expand access to flex fuel vehicles. I'm pushing to pass Senator Deb Fischer's bill to allow year-round E15 sales nationwide. I introduced the Renewable Fuel for Ocean-Going Vessels Act with Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar. That bipartisan bill helps biofuels power cargo ships and other large vessels. I also support the Farm to Fly Act, which will develop the use of sustainable aviation fuel. Consumers, producers, and industry would all benefit from these expanded opportunities.
And Ricketts has a short message for you as you all hit the road for summer travels.
Nebraska's biofuel producers help fuel America and the world. Every day is a good day to choose biofuels. As you get ready to hit the road this summer, consider filling up on E15. You'll be supporting local producers, helping clean up our environment, and promoting American energy security. You'll also be saving money at the pump.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.